Okay, Aaron and I are going to share with you an activity making some plaster fossils. We did this in our class to kind of help the students understand about how fossils are formed. We know there are lots of different types of fossils, and the one that we're going to make today is called a mold fossil. So Aaron, let me give you this plaster here and some water, and I'm going to go ahead and start mixing the plaster. And you need to coat this shell real well with the petroleum jelly while I get the plaster mixed up here for you. You want to be careful not to get it too thin, but we don't want it too thick either. If we get it too thin, it won't set. So I want to kind of make it just right so that the shell can kind of sit down in the plaster. Got it coated real well? Okay, I think I have the plaster just about ready. I'm going to kind of smooth it out here. That looks good. Yeah, you've got plenty on there. I've got a napkin here for you to wipe your hands on in just a minute. Now set it down in there and put the whole side up so it doesn't...
Which side?
Just put it right in there like that. Now you don't want to push it down too far or your shell will be like stuck in there and you'll have to use that hammer and chisel like we used on our dig to get it out, and we don't want to have to do that. Push in just a little more, maybe. Let me see if I can help you. There we go. Now this will have to set and get hard, so we brought one to show you that's already been done. As you can see, it makes a really nice indentation of the shell and makes a nice mold fossil. Now something else that you can do is when this is all nice and set, you can rub it with petroleum jelly all over real well and then pour more plaster on top of it, and you will end up with a cast fossil that looks something like this, so that you have the same shape as the original shell or the original creature. Making fossils is a lot of fun, and we really had a good time doing it.